Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
My name is Kathleen Ray, W-R-A-Y, and I noticed a charge on my credit card bill that I did not incur from you. It was on January, it was posted on the 31st. It occurred on January 29th.
Yes, ma'am. If you will, please provide me with your zip code so I can pull up that account for you.
What do you need?
Your zip code, please.
48653.
Okay, yes, ma'am. May I have your first and last name, please, ma'am?
Kathleen. That's K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N. Mm-hmm. My last name is W-R-A-Y.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, so I was able to locate that account for you. Could you verify the mailing address for security purposes?
What was that last question?
Billing address? Yes, ma'am.
105 Deerwood Court, Roscommon, Michigan, 48653.
Yes, ma'am. And it looks like here, this account actually got created on January 26th, and it was for a purifier. You pay the shipping and handling cost of $7.95.
Right, I paid that.
And then on January 29th, looks like here, give me 1 second. Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay, so it looks like here, due to those terms and conditions on the site you ordered that purifier from, it says here, if this account wasn't canceled in the next 48 hours, then it will be enrolled into an online gadget store where you receive a $125 gift card to that gadget store each month you are enrolled. And it looks like here it says that they email you regarding that gadget store as well.
I didn't receive anything. I mean, I didn't order anything other than the purifier that's supposed to be free, and I was supposed to pay the shipping. There were no caveats in there saying that I was going to be getting other stuff or having to pay for the purifier.
Yes, ma'am. So we actually don't handle the websites or the products. We just take care of the accounts. And so we actually just get provided with the terms and conditions whenever we pull up the account that was on the website. And so the terms and conditions were actually located at the very bottom of the page right before you put, well, on the same page as you put your credit card information in. And so with that being said, they did provide you with the information. I understand that you may not have read those, and I apologize about the inconvenience. So what I can do for you, ma'am, is I can get this account canceled for you so they won't bill you anymore.
Because they never sent me anything else. So if the terms and conditions are for them to send additional products that I didn't see and that I haven't received, then that's fraudulent.
Well, so actually, the gift card, again, is actually to their website. So again, I do have their website. I think they just use the same customer's information that they use to sign up for the survey. I'm not sure. But there is an account with that $125 on it.
I need you to cancel all of those.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second.
I mean, who do I have to report the company to if they're doing fraudulent business?
Well, again, it wouldn't be considered fraud. That's due to the fact that they do provide that information on the same page as you put your credit card information in. I understand that it is
anything like that.
So, again, that those terms and conditions would have been located at the very bottom of the page.
Well, I want it to stop.
Yes, ma'am. And I will be able to do that for you today. So there will be no further charges. Give me one second.
Well, I'm going to complain to the credit card company as well.
And you are going to dispute those charges, ma'am?
Pardon?
I said, you said you were going to dispute those charges?
Yes.
Okay, so, again, well, not again, ma'am, my apologies, but so during the dispute process, the bank actually contact us, and we give them all the information that's on this account, and I did have one customer today call in regarding that and said that she was not able to get her refund from the bank because of that dispute process that she put on the account. And so what happens is when they contact us, we just send them the same terms and conditions that was on the web page, send them the tracking information showing that you received the product and that it's going to validate it as a valid charge. So what I can do for you, ma'am, is I can offer you a 35% discount on that charge so you can at least get some money back.
Well, do what you have to do, but I don't want any more charges, and I'd like a refund of the $54.95.
Yes, ma'am.
$54.97, excuse me.
Yes, ma'am. So, again, I'll get this account canceled for you, get that discount applied, and you should receive an email regarding that refund and the cancellation of this account. But also at the end, we'll provide you with a cancellation number as well. Give me
one. Are you going to email me that information so I have it in writing?
Well, we're going to email. It's going to email you regarding that the your order has been canceled, but it won't give you the cancellation number, and the you'll receive an email regarding the refund.
Okay.
Give me one.
I assume you have my email because they contacted me by email to start with.
Yes, ma'am. And give me 1 second. Let me get this account documented, canceling a refund process for you. And I'll be right back with you, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, I got this account canceled for you, and I got the refund process for you. So what I actually did for you, ma'am, I went ahead and added my family and friends discount to it. Got you a 50% discount on that. And so in total, you'll be paying, you'll be refunded $27.49 for that purchase. And I got that cancellation number if you're ready for it, ma'am.
Okay.
And that number is C as in cat, 2.
Hang on,
okay. Yes, ma'am.
I'm having a hard time hearing you. Okay, what was that number again?
That number is C as in cat.
Okay.
2 5 8 8 5 2 1 6 4. And that number is confirming that this account has been canceled and that it's effective immediately.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a great rest of your day, ma'am.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.